I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A global pandemic with limited life support equipment is the type of scenario you'd see in an ethics debate. When COVID-19 turns the hypothetical into reality, it forces first responders to make life or death decisions. No one envies these agonizing choices, but it's also making society examine a broader question. What determines the value of a human life? Eric Verstraet with Life Matters Worldwide.
At the end of the day, life comes from God. Life starts at conception, and life is valued all the way until natural death. I mean, that's what we believe. Whether we're old or we're young, we all are made completely in the image of God, and that's where we gain our value, not from our skills or from our abilities.
Please pray for people to find hope and worth in Jesus during this crisis. And it's been nearly 6 months since anti-government protests began in Beirut, Lebanon. In mid-October, people took to the streets en masse with a new dream of revolution. COVID-19 is the latest addition to Lebanon's multi-layered crisis. The pandemic compounds existing economic, financial, and humanitarian problems. Based in Beirut, the struggle is real for Horizons International. Executive Director Pierre Husney.
We are seeing the needs increase so much, and we are wanting to jump forward and fill the gap to a larger degree, while at the same time we're struggling with inflation of prices. So it almost feels like we're faltering at a time when we really need to be rushing forward and investing on a whole new level.
You can help Horizons reach the Middle East for Christ at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Just head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.